Winnebago Industries shows resilience with strong Q2 performance amid market challenges. Winnebago Industries Incorporated, a prominent manufacturer of outdoor recreation products, has reported its financial results for the second quarter of fiscal 2026, which ended on February 28, 2026. The company has demonstrated a strong performance in the motorhome segment, driven by new product introductions and the expansion of its Grand Design brand. This growth is particularly noteworthy given the challenging market conditions that have affected retail activity during the winter months. In the second quarter, Winnebago's net revenues reached $657.4 million, reflecting a 6% increase from $620.2 million in the same period last year. This revenue growth can be attributed to selective price adjustments and a favorable product mix, although it was somewhat tempered by a decrease in unit volume. The company's ability to navigate these challenges highlights its diversified portfolio and operational discipline, which have been critical in maintaining financial stability. Gross profit for the quarter was reported at $85.6 million, marking a 2.9% increase from $83.1 million in the second quarter of fiscal 2025. However, the gross profit margin experienced a slight decline of 40 basis points, settling at 13%. This decrease was primarily driven by product mix variations, although it was partially offset by the aforementioned price adjustments, indicating that the company is effectively managing its pricing strategy in a competitive landscape. Winnebago's selling, general, and administrative expenses saw a reduction of 1.9%, falling to $68.4 million from $69.7 million in the previous year. This decrease underscores the company's commitment to cost management and operational efficiency, which are essential in navigating the current economic climate. By controlling these expenses, Winnebago is positioning itself for sustained profitability and growth in the future. Michael Happ, the President and CEO of Winnebago, expressed confidence in the company's performance despite the challenges posed by seasonal factors and adverse winter weather. He noted that dealers are focusing on profitable cash flow and disciplined inventory management, which aligns with Winnebago's strategic approach to business operations. As the company transitions into the stronger spring and summer selling seasons, it anticipates that new products and cost management initiatives will bolster its performance. In a proactive move to enhance its capital structure, Winnebago redeemed $100 million of its outstanding senior secured notes during the quarter. This strategic decision reflects the company's commitment to strengthening its balance sheet and improving financial flexibility. Such actions are crucial for maintaining investor confidence and ensuring the company's ability to invest in future growth opportunities. Looking ahead, Winnebago has maintained its fiscal guidance for 2026, projecting stable revenue and adjusted earnings per share. The company remains optimistic about its ability to navigate potential macroeconomic challenges, including fluctuations in commodity prices and shifts in consumer sentiment. This cautious yet optimistic outlook is indicative of the company's strategic planning and resilience in the face of uncertainty. Overall, Winnebago Industries' second quarter results illustrate the effectiveness of its diversified portfolio and operational discipline. The company's focus on product innovation, prudent inventory management, and cost control will likely serve as a model for other players in the automotive and outdoor recreation sectors. As the market evolves, companies that prioritize these strategies will be better positioned to thrive in an increasingly competitive landscape.